when you talk to it, and when you don't. The most asked question about the whole system answered, you do not stand in the assistant's doorway asking them to tell the engineer something, and the handoff is what keeps the two apart without letting them drift. The question everyone asks, anyone shown this system, asks it within 10 minutes. Do you work through the chief of staff for everything, or do you still open ordinary sessions? It is the right question. It is the one that decides whether the system is useful or merely present, and it has a clean answer. The answer is the office again, the office next door. Picture the version with people in it. You have a large office, and you have finally hired an assistant who sits next door. A good deal of your work goes through them. You brief them, they come back, you decide. But when something needs solving with the engineer, you walk to the engineer's desk. You do not stand in the assistant's doorway saying, please go and tell the engineer this. Nobody does that. It adds a translation step, loses everything you would have picked up in the room, and delivers the engineer's answer to you secondhand. The instinct is right, and it transfers directly. Which session and why? Go to the specialist when the work is the specialist's. A session sitting in the code base, the contract, or the design has the context that matters, and none of the context that does not. It does not need to know your constitution, your team of curators, or who the people in your life are, and it works better for not knowing. When you need to work with an engineer, work with the engineer. Go to the chief of staff when the work is coherence, when the question spans ventures, when the answer depends on who someone is and what was decided about them in March, when what you actually want is what should I be looking at today. That is the whole remit, and it is not a small one. Go to the chief of staff when it is the only hand you have, away from the desk, on a phone, no terminal in reach. You can perfectly well ask it to go and get a project deployed, and it will. That is not a design principle. It is a function of not being in the building. The analogy covers this too. From a taxi, you do ring the office and say, can you go up to the third floor and tell them this? You would not do it if you were sitting outside their door. The handoff is the connective tissue. Working directly with specialists creates the obvious problem. Those sessions learn things. An agreement changed, a deadline moved, a decision now waiting on you, and the chief of staff never hears about any of it. Left alone, its picture goes quietly stale, which is worse than it being incomplete, because stale looks like current. The fix is one habit. Before closing a specialist session, ask it to drop what mattered at a portfolio level into the chief of staff's inbox, not a transcript, a handover, what we did, what changed, what needs following up. Other sessions brief, the chief is the contract that implements it. A skill installed globally, so any session in any folder can invoke it. A fixed shape for the note, so the chief of staff can triage it like any other capture, and a size limit, so what lands is a briefing rather than a dump. Done consistently, the chief of staff ends up holding the state of everything. What happened to that agreement? Which project needs a nudge? Without ever having been in the room where it happened. Two ways to get this wrong. Routing everything through it. Every request becomes a relay. Fidelity drops at each hop. The specialist works with a summary of what you meant, and the chief of staff's context fills with domain detail it has no reason to hold, never handing anything back. The faster failure. Weeks of real work happen in sessions the chief of staff cannot see, and it keeps briefing you off a world that no longer exists. The assistant next door is only useful because they know what happened in the rest of the building. Nothing tells them but you. This was when you talk to it and when you don't. From chiefofstaff.io.